ready to pass a reasoned judgment on this war. The people have judged, I think, that it's unwise and immoral and not in the national interest of this country, and that therefore it must be brought to an end.
For 20 years, first the French and then the United States have been predicting victory in Vietnam. In 1961 and in 1962, as well as 1966 and 1967, we have been told that the tide is turning. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. We can soon bring our troops home. Victory is near. The enemy is tiring. Once in 1962, I participated in such a prediction myself. But for 20 years, we have been wrong. The history of conflict among nations does not record another such lengthy and consistent chronicle of error as we have shown in Vietnam.
I had just given the policy line, stayed up all night with Adam Walensky and Peter Edelman, helping on a speech for Robert Kennedy, which proved to be his last speech given in San Francisco here, businessmen's luncheon, on Vietnam. I went up with some corrections last thing in the morning and shook hands with him in his bathrobe as he stood there. And then he came down from the Ambassador Hotel and got into a car. We were struck with how easy it was to get onto that floor and to approach him at that point. At the conference on lessons of Vietnam, of course, in the morning, I learned that Robert Kennedy had died.